So it's 10 to 9 at night. I'd say at night. I think the sun, I can't quite see. I'll be able to see in about 30 seconds. The sun is... the hell? Vehicles. Where I am. I think the sun has set. Be able to see in a sec. So I'm going out to... oh, motorbikes. They'll be coming past in a sec. They'll be coming up where I am walking up now, up this hill. Which is probably why... oh, no, they're not. I think they're going on the path parallel to me. Probably why you can hear me puffing and panting. I'm going out in my hooped bivy tonight. And my tropical sleeping bag. I'm going to see if it'll work tonight. The temperature's very pleasant at the minute. We've had 30 degrees here in South Wiltshire today. Oh, the very red sun is being masked somewhat by some cloud. It's big. It's actually really pretty. Hear the motorbikes? Oh, they're going up Cardiac Hill. Oh, one of them's just come off going up Cardiac Hill. Well, they're now riding up the bit where I'm going camping. Brilliant. So I think I'll be a bit more covert when I go up there later. Well, later. I'll be there in 10 minutes. Balls. They are exactly where I'm going. Oh, the sun is starting to present itself. That's really nice. So we've had 30 degrees in South Wiltshire today. But I came home at 3 o'clock, not having had lunch, and Sarah was going to wait for me anyway. And so we were quite hungry, so we tootled off down the road to where the girls go swimming and decided that we would go to Subway and then get some bits and pieces in Tesco. And we did so. That new flatbed curry thing that Subway are doing, I can't remember what it's called exactly. Really, really nice. However, the only problem is, it's quite literally a flatbread. So, nothing stays in it. But it's nice. So we came out of Tesco, having gone in, looking forward to an air-conditioned environment, and came out to a thunderstorm. The rain was just lashing it down. Oh, lashing it down. I want to see if I can take a picture here of the sun. Let's have a look. Before it disappears, there's one. Oh, a little god ray, beam of light. Where are you? There, now we're back. It was absolutely hoofing it down. And I wasn't best pleased. Anyway, we ran to the car, which fortunately was parked quite close to the awning over the entrance. And drove more or less round the corner to the leisure centre, where we waited for about 20 minutes and listened to Freaky Foof, Freaky Foof's audio boo of the recording of the telephone conversation he had of the scam. Quite a popular scam, that, where you get phoned up by someone from some kind of Asian background, kind of with an Asian accent, saying that your Windows computer, your Windows-based computer, has been infected with a virus. and you need to download this software. The software, as Andre quite rightly pointed out, was a gateway, so that whoever was on the other end of the telephone could then get into your computer, steal the secrets. So Andre has to be congratulated for the way that he dealt with that conversation. And I hope, Andre, if you're listening, you pass that on to the police. Because they'll... it's a big thing. That particular scam is massive at the minute. And they'll keep going. So, it rained and rained and rained. Really, really hard for about half an hour. And Sarah and I were saying that she'd listened to the weather guy as well on the radio, I think, or the television, and there was no chance of rain in our area. And I recall the weatherman following the 3 o'clock news for BBC Wiltshire having a little chuckle to himself, saying, "Oh yeah, there's going to be big clouds, but don't worry, there's going to be no rain." He lied. So, I think with the temperature of the ground already, and the temperature after this, because after the thunderstorm stopped, the rain, the sun came out once more, and it was so humid. Like now, it's so humid. I've just walked through some woods, came out to the woods to an open vegetated area, lots of vegetation, and the humidity is just something else. Oh, it's awful. The sweat is dripping off me. It must be, right now, about 90% humidity. You feel it on my arms, on my body, on my clothes. I can see it on the ground. I've come to the top of the... I'm in the saddle of Beacon Hill and Kiwi Hill. If I can look over the edge to the 303. I've got some demon cows in this penned off field in front of me here. So I can see the 303 kind of off to my 11 o'clock. I can hear it. It's quite loud down in the bottom. The 303, which is synonymous for traffic issues at holiday time. Well, and Fridays and Sundays. As they, the tourists, tootle on down westbound past Stonehenge into Somerset, Devon and Cornwall. And certainly when I finished work today, or just before, rather, when I was out in the car. The sun is gone now. What's that? It's 9 o'clock exactly. But, just before three, the cars... in the eastbound direction. Oh, the queue must have been about 2 miles, way over the top of the hill. And I always chuckle to myself as I'm going over the top of the 303, you know, because they've got a long wait. So if you're ever down this way, if you're ever heading down to, Devon and Cornwall, if you want to miss this area out completely, miss the traffic out completely, Bulford, Shrewton, and then back onto the 303. It won't actually add that much mileage onto your journey, but it'll save you an hour in being stuck in traffic. Okay? And the reverse. When you're coming back eastbound on the 303, Shrewton, Bulford, job done. Top tip from the top. So I'm walking up an incline now, which is, oh, here's a runner. Oh, it's humid. Oh, he's all over the road. What's he doing? I'll shut up for a minute. All right.
Good evening.
That was a very sweaty man. But the humidity is just ridiculous. It's actually dripping off my elbows, running down my forearm as I hold my phone towards my elbow and dripping off. So this is the bit I'm going to get out of breath with. I've done some really hard physical training this week. Anyway, I won't whinge. I'm fairly lightweight tonight. So I've got my little tropical sleeping bag, which weighs about 400 grams. My Gore-Tex hooped bivy, which is just over a kilogram. I think it's about 1,300 grams or something. Or maybe less. Maybe 1,100 grams. What else have I got? My stove. My Jetboil Zip stove. Which is 400 grams. I've got 3 litres of water though. In a Camelback. I'm wearing a t-shirt and trousers and boots, but I've only got a long sleeve Helly Hansen lifer top to keep me warm. I don't have a waterproof, so if it rains I'm whilst I'm going home, I'm going to get wet. God, the humidity is just something else right now. Oh, you get these waves of, well, what I can only describe as this, you know, the smell of damp vegetation. Well, combine that smell with, oh God, right now, with breathing in steam, exactly the same. So I'm at the top now. I'm at the top. Actually, I could go up and onto the trig point, but I don't want to go up there. The ground is wet. The ground is wet. And I didn't bring my roll mat with me, which, although it fits in snugly, and you're kind of meant to have a roll mat for the underneath outside of the bivy bag, it adds a bit of protection, actually. I haven't got that, you know, because it's 2 foot wide. And I'd be strapping it to my rucksack. My 45 litre Low Alpine rucksack that I'm currently wearing, carrying. What else have I got? Bivy bag, stove, water. Oh, I've got two pouches of food, which I'll have later on. You know, I ate at, what, 3:30. I'm not feeling too peckish now, but I know I will. With training hard, oh my God, there are quite literally tens of thousands of slugs all around me. I thought there were holes in the ground. Oh God, slugs. But with training hard, what I've noticed is that because my metabolism has sped up of late, oh God, the humidity. When I get hungry, it comes on really suddenly and it's really aggressive hunger. Oh, I can see my house from where I'm stood. It's about, what, maybe just over a mile as the crow flies to my front door, which I can see. Brilliant. However, I digress. I'm also carrying 3 bottles of cider. This is Weston's cider. I saw the old rule. It was 3 bottles for a fiver in Tesco. I'm not a massive cider drinker because of... Oh, no, that's wrong. I'm not a massive cider drinker, but I won't drink, you know, this popular cider like Stella Cedra or Strongbow or what, you know, because it's, I don't like it. I drink, the cider I drink is like, that you get in Somerset and Devon and Cornwall and whenever I go down to Cheddar, I always go to the same shop, which unfortunately is closed. I always went to the same shop to get a what would it be, a 2 litre, 3 litre, 4 litre, 5 litre, I don't know how big they are, different size bottles of plastic bottles of the natural stuff produced locally. But what I do like is I like Cornish Rattler. If you ever had Cornish Rattler cider, that's nice. And I also have Weston's cider, which used to be for sale only in Lidl, funnily enough. But now they sell it, and it was on, it used to be on sale for £1 in Lidl, but it's now £2 in Tesco. They've taken a monopoly on everything. And so, yeah, so I've got the 3 for £5, the 3 different kinds, for a fiver. However, because they were really warm in the shop, the bottles were really warm in the shop, even though it was air conditioned environment, I thought, oh, I'll put them in a freezer. Bad idea. So I've currently got 3 glass bottles of frozen cider. Hopefully they'll thaw out very quickly in the next hour or so. Okay, so I'm at my camping location. I'm actually just going to sit and wait. I'm in fear of getting cold, actually. The cold sweat on my back, and the ground is wet. So I might just take out this plastic tarpaulin thing that I got from the pound shop. 2 metres by 1 metre. I might just take that out and sit on that. Oh, I can see some runners going along the top of Kiwi Hill. In fact, no, they're not. They're walking a dog. You don't get too many people up this side of, up on the Beacon Hill, because it doesn't lead anywhere except for the A303, really. So, if you go up Kiwi Hill, you can do a nice loop up along the top of Kiwi Hill, down and back around again. So, it's not as warm tonight as it has been, and that's obviously because of the rain. I am sweating like you would not believe. On my back only, where the rucksack's been. I can see those bottles are thawing out and the wet is coming to the outside of my rucksack. Funny. But I'm just hoping it stays warm enough for my tropical sleeping bag. I was quite conscious of being sweaty and getting cold, if I'm to be honest. But we'll soon see. So, yeah, that's that. I'll probably send another bow out once I'm set up. In fact, invariably I'm going to, aren't I? I've got a couple of films to watch on my mobile light wireless. I've just downloaded the Downhill movie from iTunes. So do a search for Downhill. It's about it's a road trip, but on feet. On foot? On their feet. 4 blokes, I think it is. So I'm just going to, I think I'll just sit for 5 minutes, take this in, and then set up. It's 21:10, 21:11 on Friday the 25th of July. Thanks for listening. Speak to you shortly. Ta-da. All one word. One word. Out. Out. Out.